It's our executive or business leadership feature today. We use this opportunity to profile a leader, their achievements, and try to hear what makes them tick. My guest is a lady who has become somewhat of a corporate affairs guru. She's currently the executive head of corporate affairs at Airports Company South Africa and has built up a wealth of experience in this and associated areas. I'm joined in studio by Refense Shinners. She's from AXA. Thanks very much for joining us, Refense.
Good evening, Nompu. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it's a pleasure having you on the show, as I mentioned. You're currently at AXA as the Executive Head of Corporate Affairs. What does your job encompass and what does a typical work day look like for you?
So in a nutshell, I am the key custodian of AXA's corporate reputation.
Big job.
It is. In this day and age where we operate in what is referred to as the reputation economy. Reputation is very key, because as you may well know, there are quite a number of companies who fell on their sword due to a compromised reputation.
That's right.
So reputation is very important in business. Business is no longer about just the numbers.
Absolutely.
Reputation plays a role there as well. In terms of what my job encompasses, it's quite broad. Actually, it's very broad because I look after the brand of the company. I also look after both internal, external communication. Something that is also very pivotal to our business is stakeholder relations management, because our ability to sustain our business in the long term is dependent on our stakeholders.
Absolutely.
Including our employees in there. So people play a very pivotal role, and my function looks after the communication element, communication to employees within the business. And my passion point is corporate social investment, which talks to being a responsible citizen as Airports Company South Africa. As the traveling public will be well aware, most of the airports in South Africa are in close proximity to areas that are within poverty nodes or areas which were previously marginalized.
Yes.
Therefore, it is in our best interest as a business to make sure that through the little gains that we make, we're able to then impact societies, especially our surrounding communities.
And just give us a sense of what AXA is doing in that regard.
There's quite a bit that we're doing. We focus mainly on education, which we believe is the mainstay of a bright future for most people. And also through education, people are able to break the poverty cycle. And you know that it takes only one person in a poverty-stricken family or from a poverty background to change generations thereafter. So for us, investing in education for that purpose is key. We also, given the history of our country and where globally we find ourselves, we focus on women empowerment and youth empowerment as well. We also focus on disability to make sure that we enable those who are physically disabled or who are living with physical disabilities.
Super. So this interview is about you, really, but it's interesting to hear what AXA is doing and what you're doing through it. But let's just rewind to the beginning. Just give us a sense of your educational background, the socioeconomic circumstances that you grew up in.
I was born in Attridgeville. To parents who were political activists. My father was incarcerated on Robben Island when I was 5 months old. In fact, he was arrested when I was 5 months old, was on trial for quite some time, and was sentenced and sent off to Robben Island. He was part of the Bethel trialists. And as a result, I was sent off to live with my maternal relatives, because it was quite difficult for my mother, who overnight became a single parent and with a baby. Coming from a black family, the African culture of looking after each other, especially within the family, my maternal grandfather decided that I needed to come and live with them. And at the time, my aunt, my mom's younger sister, was the maternal figure in the family, and she raised me.
Super.
So I was born in Attridgeville, grew up in Orlando East Soweto, which is where my mom comes from.
And your education?
Education-wise, I went to school in Soweto. I went to high school in, I think, what was one of the first black private schools in a township, which was Pace College. So that's where I did my high school, and I matriculated at the Johannesburg Tutorial College in Johannesburg. In terms of tertiary education, I went to the then Cape Tech, which is now the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. That's where I studied my public relations management. I did my national diploma, and then subsequently post that, I did my bachelor's degree in public relations management.
So in your leadership position, what do you think are important qualities and habits for you to get ahead and for the people around you that you lead to get ahead as well?
For me, what is important is to depending on circumstances, when circumstances require, to adapt your leadership style in terms of those that you lead. When needed to, one has to lead from the front, especially in times of crisis and in times where there's a possible vacuum. As a leader, you need to step up and you need to pull those that are entrusted with your leadership. And then at times, you need to take a back seat and allow those that you lead to be at the forefront.
Yes.
And at times, you need to walk the journey together as a team. So there are times where you need to be the leader of the pack. There are times where you need to allow people to walk ahead of you. And there are times where you need to be part of the team. And all that depends on circumstances. And like I say, when circumstances are dire, then that's where you need to step up and provide direction.
Rufense, there's so much more I could ask you, but we've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming in studio and talking to us. That was Rufense Shinners. She's the Executive Head of Corporate Affairs at Airports Company South Africa.